Hello everyone, this is Sue Bila with the Michigan Festivals and Events Association here on the Party at My Place podcast from the Michigan Business Network Studios. And welcome everyone as we start to take a look at college and education coming forward and everybody back in school. Sometimes I wish I was there, but every day is a learning experience for me when you're in an event industry such as we are. So I have with me a guest who has served on our board of directors, who has taught classes and is currently instructor here at Lansing Community College. So with that, I want to say welcome, Jill Doderlein.
Thank you. Thank you for having me today.
Oh, you're very welcome. So tell me now, you have been working on the education side of special events and the curriculum and bringing it forward at the college, and you've done this for many years. You've traveled worldwide, so you've got a great handle on many of the things that can really come about to be an inspiration to communities. And I have to say that social equity part of what a festival means to a community, way above and beyond economic impacts. But you're kind of planting the seed for the education side, so tell us what's going on at Lansing Community College.
Yeah, and you know, and that just kind of makes me want to chime in a little bit on, because I think this is one of the things you're going to have at the convention in November, is social equity, and that's so important today, and that's one of the things that that we really talk about. And we really, when you think of education, I think sometimes you think of bricks and mortar, and you go to school and read books and all that, and that's important. But you, I think you said it best. Is I think you're in school. I think we're all in school every day because it's all a learning experience. But one of the things that we do here at LCC through our continuing education department, and with your help, I might say, is offer a festival management class. And it's actually 4 weeks long, and it covers a variety of topics that really touches on a lot of things for festival management, from volunteers to staff to the festival organizers. So really all aspects of creating and enhancing a festival.
You know, Jill, I've been in, I know, and met a lot of your students there and presented to them, shared the work that I do, my career. But then it comes down to walk the talk. And when you get completed with your programming or wherever you're fitting into the special event industry, you really walk it. Because if you don't, somebody else is standing in line and they're going to boot you right out. There's a lot of work to putting a festival and event together. It's not just a party.
I think you really touch on that, is like you can, no matter what you, anything you do, I think you can learn and read and read and read, but sometimes you just have to jump in and do it. And whether that's from a volunteer or an internship or whatever it might be, but that really gets you in on the, to learn what really goes on. And I don't think a lot of people, you know, we have so many festivals and events here in Michigan, and to really know what's involved, that all these people put this hard work in putting these together. So, and then that's what the class is basically about, touching on those aspects of it.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and Jill, you can relate to this a bit also, but maybe 30 years ago, mm-hmm. you would have heard of maybe the Holland Tulip Time, the Traverse City Cherry Fest, Ann Arbor Art Fair. And now today, there's 4,000 to 5,000 events in the state. It is truly an industry of its own.
I, for one, and I'm from my own personal experience, love to go, and I'm proud because I think I was kind of part of that inspiration in your website. But if I want to, if I'm someplace and it's like, you know, let's go someplace unique for the day or for the weekend, and you can look on, you know, look at MFEA's website, and you can pinpoint any festival and event in Michigan, which is really wonderful.
Okay, lady, I'm going to stop you right there. It's MichiganFun.com, right? And you were instrumental in that, MichiganFun.com.
I know. That's why I'm proud. I'm like, oh, we did this. Yay. And you can go right to it. It's so easy. It's just fun to look and see what's all available in the state. It's just amazing now.
You know, until we average over 200,000 page views a month with that site. So it's just the place to go. But you've mentioned something else. Now, this is 25 years later, and we mm-hmm. are going to be celebrating our 25th Silver Anniversary Convention come November at Grand Traverse Resort. So 25 years of having fun. Let's put it that way. Work behind the scenes, it's done almost. But it was pretty wonderful to be able to see all of the people coming back now and wanting to celebrate those 25.
Let me just ask you a question, and I know the answer, but I think this is amazing to people. Like, how far in advance do you start planning this convention? Because it I think it amazes a lot of people.
Well, let's say we are planning 26 and 27 right now.
Exactly.
We truly are. This is a pleasure time for me. We're putting the frosting on the cake. And I just put a big helping of frosting on it this morning. And I can't tell you yet about it, but it's going to be super, super special. Lots of music, new music. And the wine industry is putting some wines on the festivities, too. So
that's kind of the frosting on the cake, correct?
That's the frosting. It sure is. But and some of the speakers, we had just had a gentleman that is with social media. He's going to be speaking with us in just a few minutes here, too. But the social media part of McDonald's restaurants in Seaforth and sharing some of the secrets of how they take social media and work to make it such a draw, and why you want to go to those golden arches and why you say you're just loving them, you know, all those good things. So he's going to be one of the speakers. And we have another gentleman, Calvin Tan, coming in from Singapore that has done some of the greatest events in the world on the waters there. And so it's just an exciting over 30 educational workshops.
And I don't think we realize, and we don't think about of international events, and these go on all over the world, these events and festivals. So it's really fun to see how we mirror what goes on in other states, other countries. So it's pretty amazing.
Absolutely. So Jill, I have to sign off, but I'm going to see you a little bit later. So don't go too far away. Once again, this is Sue with the Party at My Place here on the Michigan Business Network.